This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Everyone, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa rasulullah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. So you can probably tell that my voice is a little lower now, as I'm just dealing with a little bit of a sore throat and some congestion. But, you know, alhamdulillah, as you all can see, I'm okay. So please don't worry too much. But I'll take all the du'as that I can get, inshallah ta'ala. So I did want to take advantage of the opportunity to share just a short reflection, inshallah. And tonight will be shorter than usual because of my voice. And that is the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that there are two blessings, maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas, that are lost on people. And the word ghibna in the Arabic language is used to describe when a seller desires profit, okay? When a seller desires to make some money. So maghbun means that they are profitable blessings that people have, and people do not take advantage of them. As-sihatu wal-faragh, which is health and free time. Now, health is, health is, of course, something that we usually don't take for granted. And obviously, everything that's happening right now is helping us keep in mind the blessing of health. And free time, obviously, is sometimes forced upon us. We're forced under duress, under certain circumstances, to find ourselves in these situations. But I wanted to give a very particular angle to this hadith, inshallah ta'ala, with the short time that I have with you. And that is that Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that these two blessings of health and free time are almost never combined with one another. Why? He said, because usually you have to have an abundance of one to realize the blessing of the other. And so, for example, he said that what ends up happening is that, you know, when a person loses their health, then suddenly they have free time. Okay, and that is, you know, typically the idea of a person that's retired or in a hospital bed, or because of their circumstances of health, they're not able to work and they're not able to do certain things. On the other hand, he said that when people have an abundance of free time, when people have an abundance of health, then they are going to use as much of that health as possible in pursuit of this world, so in pursuit of material things. And so, you know, as healthy as they are, they're going to make themselves busier and busier and busier and busier so that they can keep on making use of the time to give themselves worldly benefit. So essentially what ends up happening is that these two blessings are almost never combined for a person. If you have an abundance of free time, it may be because you lack health. If you have an abundance of health, that will be directly to the detriment of free time. And subhanAllah, here we are in these times, extraordinary times, and we are sitting at our homes, we are quarantined, and we have an abundance of both free time and health. And it's an opportunity for us, inshallah ta'ala, to make use of both of those things together. And that is one of the blessings of this time. So again, and my dear brother Dr. Altaf Hussain had given a beautiful reminder of this. If you go over to the Yaqeen Institute Facebook page, you'll see there are daily reminders from our team there. And that was the first daily reminder, in fact, last Sunday, from Dr. Altaf Hussain. But the idea that how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He gives us these two blessings together when we almost never get that together. So I'm not going to push this any further. Jazakumullah khairan for your du'as. Inshallah ta'ala, I hope I'll be able to regain my full voice back, inshallah, soon. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all safe and protected. And jazakumullah khairan, inshallah ta'ala. I'll see you all tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.